Record, three, repeat, did it have a hydromatic interlock? Answer, no. Question, was it a, operator one word, gear shift interlock? Answer, yes. Question, did you observe whether your partner put the car in gear interlock? Answer, no, comma, I didn't observe. Question, but you did leave some rubber interlock? Answer, yes, comma, about a foot of it, comma, probably. Question, do you know when the car came to a stop whether he had left it in gear with the clutch out or not? Interrog, answer, what car are you talking about, interrog? Question, the car you were in, period. Answer, no, comma, I don't know. Question, as I understand it, comma, you did not see the car that struck you before the impact, period. Answer, I did not see it, comma, no. Question, did you hear it, interrog? Answer, we heard it hit, operator RP, we heard it hit, comma, yes. Question, I don't mean the collision itself, period. Did you hear any noise that it made prior to the impact, interrog? Answer, no. Question, the noise of the motor or the tires, interrog? Answer, I heard a skid at about the same time we heard the brakes, plural, being applied. Question, on the car that struck you, interrog? Answer, yes. Question, did you notice... operator, make this tire marks, two words, RP. Did you notice tire marks after the collision, interrog? Answer, yes. Question, what tire marks did the car of the defendant leave, comma, if any, interrog? Answer, well, comma, between 30, operator, RP, well, comma, between 30 and 40 feet, period. I can tell you here, semicolon, operator figures 31 feet, comma, operator figures 3 inches from the right rear wheel, comma, operator, these are all figures, 39 feet, comma, 7 inches from the left rear wheel, comma, 29 feet, comma, 3 inches from the front left wheel, comma, and 42 feet, 10 inches, operator, operator, and 42 feet, comma, 10 inches from the right front wheel, period. Question, and there were visible tire marks from those four wheels on the pavement and a rug? Answer, yes. Question, and they led, LED, up... what point, interrog? Answer, the point of impact. Question, there were no tire marks after the impact, so far as you could see, interrog? Answer, no. Question, except the 3 or 4 feet that you left, interrog? Answer, a foot and a half. Question, excuse me, comma, I misunderstood you, period. Did you have the lights... plural, on your car, interrog? Answer, yes. Question, what lights, plural, were you using, interrog? Answer, headlights, plural, and, operator, one word, taillights, plural. Question, high beam or dim, interrog? Answer, I don't know, period, I wasn't driving. Question, do you know whether the taillights, plural, on your car worked, interrog? Answer, pardon, interrog? Question, did the taillights, plural, on your car work, interrog? Answer, yes. Comma, we all check our cars before we take them out, period. That is, operator RP, take them out, period. That is office policy, period. We have to check our cars and make a report each time we go on shift. Question, the operator, make this brake lights, two words, RP. Question, the brake lights, plural, work when the brakes are applied, interrog? Answer, yes. Question, but you don't know whether your partner had his foot on the brake when he was parked there, interrog? Answer, no, comma, I couldn't say. Question, did you see any attempt of the car that struck? instruct yours, plural, to avoid a collision, comma, other than applying the brakes, plural, and a rug. Answer no. Question, what happened to you as a result of the collision, and a rug? Answer, do you mean physically, and a rug? Question, yes, period. What did the impact do to you, and a rug? Answer, well, comma, it knocked the wind out of me, comma, and apparently the front seat of the car threw me backwards, plural, because it tore the front seat of the car loose, comma, and I ended up more or less on my back underneath the operator, one word, dashboard, with my foot up, operator in the space, on the windshield. Question, immediately prior to the collision, did you have your notebook on your lap in a rug? Answer, yes. Question, and you were writing in it in a rug? Answer, yes. Question, and that was your position at the time of impact in a rug? Answer, yes. Question, you were not thrown out of the car in a rug? Answer, no. Question, the car didn't tip over in a rug? Answer, no. Question, did you exchange information with the driver of the other car in a rug? Answer, I did not, comma, no, N-O. Question, did your partner talk with him in a rug? Answer, yes, comma, he talked to him. Question, where did you go after the accident in a rug? Answer, to Cap Emanuel, Cap Hospital. Question, was your car drivable, D-R-I-V-E-A-B-L-E, comma, the car that you were in a rug? Answer, well, comma, it moved, M-O-V-E-D, comma, yes, period. We got it down to Emanuel Cap Hospital. Question, and that is how you got to the hospital in a rug? Answer, yes. Question, how long did you stay at Emanuel in a rug? Answer, I suppose 2 hours. Question, at that place, I assume they gave you CapEx hyphen raise, plural, and a operator, one word, checkup, period. Answer, yes. Question, what did they find in a rug? Answer, I don't know, period. They never gave me a medical report, period. They turned it over to my doctor. Question, when did you first personally conclude that you had been hurt in a rug? Answer, after I tried to get out of the Prowl, P-R-O-W-L, car, comma, in fact, while I was still in the Prowl car, I couldn't breathe for a few minutes. Question, will you then state what you observed about yourself, period? You had difficulty in breathing, period. What else in a rug? Answer, when I came to and realized that I had been in an accident, I came to and got hold of the mic, little M-I-K-E, and called in and let them know I had been in an accident. End of the record.